This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Football coming up tonight. It's the Eagles giving 6.5 to Kirk D. Cousins and the Vikings in prime time. Also, Sunday night, you'll be able to watch Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins facing off against Mac Jones and the Patriots. AFC East Showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. You can watch this program on Peacock, our streaming partner. We say good morning to those who are listening, our nearly 400 cities around America, those chatting on Chat Row. Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls. We'll get to those coming up. A final hour poll question is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
We just put up there, Dan, most winningest week two game.
Okay.
And your choices are the Bengals, Ravens. Bengals have to win that game.
Okay.
Broncos, Commanders feels like a must-win for the Broncos. Chargers have to beat the Titans this week. Mm-hmm. Giants should beat the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And Bills, Raiders, sneaky must-win-ish.
Okay.
Sneaky must-win-ish.
Okay. But the most must-winnable game is Colorado must win against Colorado State.
Which they should.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're 3-point?
22 and a hook.
22 and a hook.
Yeah.
All right.
We also had up there, who would you rather have at quarterback for your team, Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson? Right now, it is still an 81-19 split in favor of Kirk D.
That is wild.
That is wild.
That is wild. We should let Kirk know that he won that poll question. Give him a little momentum, a little confidence going into the game tonight against the Eagles. Yeah, Paul.
Give him a little Patagonia on the back. Remember, he had the Patagonia shirt?
Okay. Bloop, bloop, bloop. John in Idaho. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I was trying to call in yesterday and didn't get through, but I wanted to weigh in on the sports lines dropping the Aaron Rodgers prop bets. And Aaron Rodgers wasn't the only one that tore his Achilles week one. J.K. Dobbins also had the same injury. And we don't have any sports betting on here, so I don't really follow it. But just want to see if the prop bets on J.K. Dobbins were also refunded and canceled.
I have not heard that. I'll have Paulie look at that. But I would just think the amount of prop bets on Aaron Rodgers that some of these gambling sites were trying to be fair, which I don't understand, because there are people who were betting the under with Aaron Rodgers, whether it was in that game or for the season. And now all of a sudden you said, hey, sorry, we want to take care of the people who might have lost money. Let's see. Scott in Montana. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, DP. Just a couple observations. The whole Kirk thing is eerily similar to the trajectory of your show. Like, great stats, underrated, haven't won the big one yet. Love you guys both. I think for Kirk, the next level for him, I want to see him enjoy the game. Like, I remember Ben Roethlisberger stepping up the line of scrimmage and yelling out, "Dilly, dilly," and an audible. And back in the day when Bud Light was Bud Light, I want to see Kirk come up to the line of scrimmage and yell out, potty mouth," or something just off the wall stupid, and just show that he's having fun.
Okay. All right. We want Kirk Cousins to have fun. We are the Kirk Cousins of sports shows.
Wow.
Friendly, not threatening.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Now that you put it in those terms, we're the Kirk Cousins of sports broadcasting groups, shows.
So what other quarterback would you compare us as a show to?
I'd say Patrick Mahomes.
Long run. Well, we've never won the big one. Like for,
well, I have.
Right. But that'd be like Mahomes winning the MVP, but not winning Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Mm. Well, are we
Dan Marino?
Oh,
long run.
Yeah,
a lot of people like him.
Yeah,
they're pretty likable.
Yeah, handsome.
Had a long run.
Handsome. Yeah.
I don't know if we're Dan Marino handsome. Yeah. Not like 1984.
Change the game.
Yeah,
we did change sports shows.
Okay.
Yes, Todd.
Dak Prescott, high expectations. A lot of, you know, very popular, but just not going to probably get over the hump ultimately.
Okay. I'd rather go with Marino.
Okay.
Even though Dak could still win a Super Bowl, Dan Marino is one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
We're sort of like the Duper or Clayton.
Yeah, you guys, Duper, Clayton, Nat Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
All right.
I'd take that all day.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
We aspire to be John Elway, back-to-back Sports Emmy wins, and wrap it.
Yes.
Yeah. And have a walk-off?
Yeah, walk-off. We get two, let's run out.
Does that mean we're sort of more the Jim Kelly then?
That we could lose.
We got bunch of times and then never took home the trophy.
By the way, Jim Kelly, Penn State wanted to make him into a tight end, I think. And then he went to University of Miami. The U. I saw this article. I haven't seen the actual magazine. Time Magazine has a magazine that's looking at the next athletes, influencers, and artists. Jalen Hurts is on the cover. Now, I think they do this regionally. There's two or three covers that they have. Who else is on the cover of Time Magazine, Pauline?
Oh, I think it's Kelsey Ballerini, country artist.
Yeah.
I know she's one of them as well.
Okay.
I'll check on the other one.
Well, Sean Gregory, senior sports correspondent for Time Magazine, did the article on Jalen Hurts, kind enough to let us behind the curtain here. Sean, good to talk to you. Tell us what went into picking these influencers and Jalen Hurts being on the cover.
Yeah, so, you know, Time 100 Next is, in our view, the 100 people around the world who are kind of going to be, are the up-and-comer, the next generation. We have our main Time 100 list that comes out once a year. So these are the folks you'll see on the main list probably in 5-6 years, if not sooner. And, you know, Jalen Hurts was perfect for it. You know, he's still young, still starting out his career, made the big game, didn't quite get over the hump, not quite at the Mahomes level, but could be on his way, you know, into style, not into movies, as we point out in the story. He's pretty locked in on what's going on.
What was his reaction when you told him what you were doing?
Yeah, they were sucked. They were pumped. I mean, you know, listen, during training camp, getting NFL quarterbacks to do media is not easy. And so on an off day, he was kind enough to give us 3 hours or so at a sports training facility in Southern New Jersey, drove over, and we took his picture and talked for a while. And, you know, he was very businesslike. There wasn't much hanging around. There wasn't much small talk, you know, which is not surprising for an NFL quarterback. Is probably good news for Eagles fans that this wasn't like a distraction media trip where we're messing around and getting all this kind of days of living with the guy. It was very businesslike. He's coming over for 3 hours and is going to give you his perspective, and then he's on his way.
What don't we know about Jalen Hurts that we should?
You know, I would say, you know, and people might know this, but the level of seriousness that he takes this, I was struck by, you know, most big quarterbacks are faces of the franchise, right? And they're on message. But Jalen was really, really, really on message, really locked in to a degree that was even unusual for the quarterbacks that I've dealt with. So he's super locked in. I mean, you know, Philly might know this. He's very into cooking. He cooks crawfish, Cajun food. That's kind of his outlet. That's kind of how he relaxes. And he also told me, and this didn't make the story. I asked him about the Jersey Shore, if he's hung out there and stuff. And, you know, he's not hanging out on the boardwalk, but he said he caught a shark off the coast of the Jersey Shore a few summers ago, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I want a boring quarterback. I want a guy who is, hey, you know what he does that's really wild? He likes to cook Cajun food. I'm okay with that. You had Peyton Manning write sort of the forward to this, or how would you explain Peyton's role in Jalen Hurts' article?
Yeah, no. So Peyton, I did a kind of journalistic story, you know, where I interviewed Jalen and Peyton and others, and Peyton himself wrote a kind of a blurb. You know, for these Time 100 items, we try to get other influencers writing about influencers, and you know, Peyton made the point that he first met Jalen at his passing camp when I think Jalen was still at Alabama, and was just said he was totally cool with the kids, and he said the same thing about Mahomes too. Like, they were kind of the same era, and you know, very personable, worked hard, and very studious. You know, the most interesting thing during my talk with Peyton was about the exchanges these two have on text message. So, you know, they're quarterbacks and they're nerds about it. It's like they have this other language, and they're talking plays, and Peyton had to be reminded of what Jalen was talking about. So Jalen would like scribble plays on a piece of paper, take a screenshot, and then text it to Peyton. Peyton would do the same thing. So like, I asked Peyton, is there like an app or something that quarterbacks have that, you know, can help them with the shorthand? And it's very old school. It's like new school, the texting back and forth. But there was this ongoing exchange this summer. In fact, the morning I spoke to Peyton for this piece, he happened to get a voice memo from Jalen Hurts that morning, you know, an hour before Peyton and I spoke by chance, asking him about, you know, what do you do in the red zone during this and that? Because Sirianni, their head coach, I think worked with Peyton in Indianapolis or Denver, I forgot. But yeah, so there's a tie there. And so, you know, Eagles fans should know, you know, he's being super curious, super studious about the craft of quarterbacking, which might be dangerous for the rest of the league. You know, he didn't play great on opening day, but the Eagles pulled it out. You know, his record as a starter is unreal. I think he's lost in the last 2 years or year and change. I think he's 15-1 as the regular season starter. Played great in the Super Bowl. So things are looking good.
Could you see Deion Sanders making the main list with Time Magazine's top 100?
For sure. I mean, you know, we've been talking about Deion a lot here, and I'm glad you brought him up because, you know, I was just reading about him before, you know, we were on. Like, he's the story of college football. He's changing the way everything operates if they continue the success, right? And so it's a fascinating story. How all in Fox is on Colorado. I think game day is going there this week for Colorado State, Colorado, you know, so it's, they play USC in a few weeks at home. Let's see, going into that UFC game, if they're undefeated, it's going to be Deion mania to the point where, you know, for us at Time, it's like, you know, we're not paying much attention to other stuff going on in college football. We're definitely paying attention to Deion Sanders and the impact he's having, and how we got there says a lot about the future of where college sports is going.
What was it, 10 years ago this week, you did a profile on Johnny Manziel? He was on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were trying to figure out how many quarterbacks we've had on the cover since Joe Montana in 1982. And we've only had two NFL quarterbacks. So we carefully said NFL because we had Colin Kaepernick during the protest stuff. And now we had Jalen Hurts. Now, you could criticize us for not having Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and others on the cover. Perfectly fair. I would say we're a news magazine. We're competing against the rest of the world. There's a lot going on. Some managing editors here in the last 25 years weren't the biggest sports fans. So it was really hard to get sports on the cover. And then we had Johnny Manziel in college on the cover. And the headline was, "It's time to pay college athletes." And it's come to fruition. I'm not saying we had a ton to do with it, but I think that when that story came out, Dan, you might remember, like, you know, there was, the momentum was building for this. You know, I remember Jay Billis was the first, you know, mainstream kind of, I give him a lot of credit for really beating the drum on this. There were some long articles by historians about why this should happen. And it was kind of the way it was going. And now whether you like it or not, you know, NIL, you could call it the Wild West. You could say it's blowing everything up, but it's not going anywhere. It's a fairer system. It's a system that the coaches don't love, administrators don't love, but the players didn't love the old system where they weren't getting any, weren't able to get anything. Mm-hmm. So there's no going back on this at all. And Dion kind of epitomizes all of that.
Great to talk to you, Sean. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, Dan. Good talking to you.
Sean Gregory, senior sports correspondent for Time Magazine. Jalen Hurts is one of the cover stars of this, the next generation of stars. By the way, Patrick Mahomes is also on that list as well. He's not that old. You know, it feels like Mahomes feels like he's 30. What is he, 27? Maybe?
Yeah.
27? Yeah. Couple of phone calls in here.
Actually about to turn 28 in just 3 days.
He is the same age as Dylan, our graphics guy. Better. Tom, what?
Tom Brady and I are the same age.
Okay. All right.
Aaron Rodgers and I are the same age.
Okay.
You don't want to do that, though, because then you're like, look what they've accomplished.
Yes. Correct. That's correct.
And we're all doing pretty well, but then you throw out, like, Mahomes compared to Dylan, you're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Times are tough.
Yeah.
Actually, Tom Brady's a year older than me. So that's, I got time. I got time to catch up.
Yeah, you got time.
Catch up.
Keep your head up. Jason in California. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning. Seeing here is him good, I hope. I appreciate the phone call. Love you guys. I lost a double or nothing bet to Keaton. Was hoping to pick him up on a bet to you will retire before you get to take him to a Premier League game.
Oh, okay. Will we retire before we get to go to a Premier League game?
We? No.
Okay. Will I retire before we get to a Premier League game?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Yes, he.
No, I think we're going.
Okay. I'd like to.
Yeah. NBC, Premier League. Come on.
I'd like to.
Karma.
Yeah. It really depends on who's there, because Notre Dame worked because we had a lot of people who joined us in studio there.
Right.
Yeah. Will Ferrell was there. Beefo Brady, Brady Quinn. Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director at Notre Dame. Jason Garrett, former coach, now working with NBC. So we had people in studio. I think that's really the key. Now, Florida State and Georgia Tech, it's always fun to go to Dublin, but I don't know who's going with Florida State or Georgia Tech where we can have them on the show. Like, is Calvin Johnson going to go representing Georgia Tech? Who's going to go for Florida State? You know, that those are the things that make the show a lot better. And that would be the only reason why I wouldn't go overseas or to a Premier League game if we didn't have enough content there in-house. All righty, let's take a break. When we come back, Brian Windhorst to the mothership, we'll talk about load management and the NBA's approach to this. How sustainable is this? That's after this Dan Patrick Show. Football's back in full swing, and week two, here we go. It starts tonight. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers bet $5 on football. Get $200 instantly in bonus bets, so nobody misses out. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Get in on all the action week two. DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app now. Use the code Patrick to sign up. New customers can bet just $5, take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We had Nick Wright on last hour, and he was talking about time for Joel Embiid to step up, get to an NBA Finals. And he was talking about the number of former MVPs who never got to an NBA Finals. So Embiid, Steve Nash, you had
Derrick Rose,
and James Harden, right?
James Harden went to the finals with the Thunder.
Okay. You know, all right.
He choked as a sixth man.
Okay. Wow. Was he choking as a sixth man back then?
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh. I think he was starting.
Oh, okay. All right. So I just... People brought up some other names, and we wanted to make sure we did a little research on
due diligence.
Yeah, due diligence, yes. More phone calls coming up. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, NBA senior writer, and figured we'd have Wendy on to talk about the new policies here, load management. Give me the highlights on this, Brian. How long has this been in the works?
I think... Well, they've been trying to deal with this for a year or two, but really what's happening is now that they have the collective bargaining agreement done, which they got done in the spring and summer, they finalized it in the summer, they're thinking about the TV deal, if you want the honest assessment. And the TV deal, when you're trying to sell your wares, even though there is robust interest, they're going to do very well on it, you don't want star players sitting out. And so that's what they're focused on. That is a driving factor in why they're enforcing this now. And they're negotiating over this next year and saying, hey, they're trying to really sell. I mean, anybody can sell the playoff games. Everybody wants in on those. But you're trying to sell Wednesday night games in December and, you know, potentially Friday night games or Thursday night games in February. And if you can't count on your star players to play in those games, their value may be somewhat less. And so that's a driving force. Although it's interesting, Adam Silver is basically, with his comments, saying that they don't any longer buy the science that resting players means fewer injuries. I question whether or not he would say that if they weren't almost also negotiating a TV deal, but it is relevant that he said that.
All right. How does it work? How does it work well?
I don't know.
Okay. How does it not work well?
Well, here's the thing. What Adam was saying is that not only were healthy players resting, players who were not injured being, you know, put on the bench for national TV games, but he felt that it was almost like a certain stature that you reached. Certain players in the league achieve a certain things where they get to control certain things on a team, when they might travel, where they might stay, the ability to have a personal security guard or a personal trainer come from outside the team and work with the team. There's certain perks that are afforded to a star player. What Adam basically was saying is that what he had noticed and the league had noticed is that there was a stature that came with, you're such a big star that we're going to rest you. And he's just felt that basically he used the words that got away from them. And now when you talk to players and agents about the resting thing, what they have said is that it's not the players who are going in and saying, boy, that knee is sore. Boy, my back is stiff. I'm going to take this this game off. That it's the team that says, listen, we've been tracking you with our tracking software, and it indicates your load is 17% higher than desired, and so we're going to sit you tonight. And, you know, they hit the ping pong ball right back. So this is not being applied to players. It's being applied to teams. The fines that are in place are not going to go to the player. They're going to go to the team. So we'll see. It's possible that a team is like, we'll pay the fine to protect our player. And I mean, I think that's a trial and error that's going to be, you know, examined throughout this season.
Okay. But let's say Steph Curry has a sore hamstring. Can they prove that he doesn't have a sore hamstring if he's going to sit out?
It's a very logical question. So what they're saying is that if they suspect shenanigans, that's my word, they can assign an independent doctor to go in there and, stretch Steph Curry's hamstring out and say, that does seem sore. Now, will that actually happen? No. But are you suggesting that we could see an increase in back soreness or, I remember back in when I first started covering the NBA, they would have to, you'd only be allowed to have 12 players active at any one time, and you had to put the non-players on the injury list. So the guys who weren't playing, they would put on the injury list. Everybody in the league had Achilles tendonitis or knee tendonitis. So could we see an incredible increase in Achilles tendonitis? Yes, we could. In theory, though, if the league suspects that you're, not being honest, they could investigate it and fine you. The strange thing about this, Dan, not strange, the interesting thing, is that they have designated 50 players as quote-unquote star players, and their metric on it is interesting. If you were an all-NBA player or an all-star in any of the last 3 years, you're quote-unquote star players. But there's a whole bunch of teams that don't have any of these quote-unquote star players. So if you're the Detroit Pistons, you can rest anybody you want at any time. And you're playing against a team potentially on the second night of a back-to-back that's got to play their stars, especially if it's involved in a certain set of circumstances. Victor Wembanyama, because he's a rookie, he applies to nothing. If the Spurs want to play him 27 games, there's no fine for this. So there's donut holes in this strategy, and I don't earn this plan. And I think there's more fine-tuning to come.
He's Brian Windhorst, ESPN senior NBA writer. Did the Spurs start this trend many, 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 many years ago when they sat guys when they were going into Miami?
Yeah, and the reason that was so surprising was they sat three guys all in one game for a finals rematch on TNT that Charles Barkley had been brought in to call on the sideline. TNT had designated this game as one of its big games of the early season, and Popovich went right into punt formation and sent the guys back to San Antonio on a Southwest Airlines flight, if I'm not mistaken. They said, go to the airport, Orlando Airport, stand in line with all the kids wearing Mickey hats and go to San Antonio. And David Stern was so incensed that he fined the Spurs $250,000 before the end of the first quarter. No investigation, no whatever. David Stern issued a fine, which, you know, this was 2013. So 10 years ago, 250 was, you know, was a lot more than it is today. And, but he, you know, because David recognized right out of the gate, he had to nip this in the bud. And so that's what's, you know, I remember that there was a game last year in Cleveland. It was, I believe, a Friday night game. And it was Warriors at Cavs. When the Cavs announced their schedule, this was one of the prime games that they put on their schedule. The defending champion Warriors come in. And there was obviously many different of these iterations that happened throughout the season. But this was, I remember, red letter. And they charge a lot more for those games. You know, those are, you know, deemed premium games. And the night before, the Warriors went into overtime in Boston. And as soon as that happened, I was like, I remember I had a friend going to the game. I was like, I got bad news for you. I don't think they're going to play. And sure enough, they got there. Curry, Clay, Draymond, I can't remember if Wiggins played, they all sat. And so, yes, that's what they're doing, but they're also doing it because I don't remember if that game was on national television, but there are instances where that has happened on national television. I remember last year, one game, Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic had a great game in Philadelphia. Embiid made it a mission of it, dominated Jokic. It was awesome. And then when they played again in Denver, Embiid sat. Yeah. To rest. And I know, as somebody who's heavily involved in the league, I was very excited to see that game. It was, you know, this close to being a finals preview. The Sixers didn't get it done, but they could have been there. And, you know, he sat. And that's what they're trying to sell those games for billions of dollars. And so they need to be, look, if Joel Embiid's knee is really hurting him and he can't play, he can't play. But, you know, they're looking to eliminate the word rest from the injury report.
What about ticket insurance? I've been preaching this for a few years, that if you're going to buy tickets, that you pay a premium, but you're buying, you know, insurance that these star players are going to play. Is there a way that I don't know if the NBA gets involved in this, if it's like SeatGeek or something like that, but could you see where, because, you know, you have these Christmas day games. You're buying tickets for your son or daughter to go to these games, and Steph Curry's coming to town, and you know, there's no insurance there that these guys are going to play.
That company would have declared bankruptcy with Jets tickets this year alone, right?
Probably.
In all honesty, while there anecdotally is these remarkable stories of, you know, the Cleveland fans getting short shrift in that case, I don't think the league cares as much about the ticket holders as they do about the TV deal.
Oh boy!
Because I mean, I think that they want to help the ticket holders too. I don't think they don't. I don't think it's zero. But I think the primary reason for this happening now is that now is when they're negotiating the TV deal, and I think it's a progress in the right direction. I have no science or no data to say that it's prevented injuries or whatever, some of these rest games, but I personally think the devaluing of the regular season is a serious issue for the NBA. And if you continue to send a message to your fans and to your partners that the regular season is not important, they are going to believe you eventually. So again, they're trying to sell something that's very important, and they're trying to reinforce that it is important. I think that's what's going on.
Good to talk to you again, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
Brian Windhorst of the Mothership. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Yeah, you look at the 49 star players who were subject to the new player participation policy. This is supposed to be a compliment. You know, Ben Simmons is...
No, you're kidding.
He's one of those. Ben Simmons is on there.
That's whoever put that together.
Ben, yeah, I want Ben Simmons to play. I need to see him.
Any rule that makes him play would be interesting.
Yeah. How'd you get him to play? Oh, here's why. Who else is on there that might surprise you? Mike Conley is on there.
Oh, yeah. Throwback.
Is Mike Conley like 39?
I'm going to say he's 37. I'll check, though.
37? Let me see. You know, the Bulls aren't any good, but the Bulls have three guys on here.
The list you set around, Ben Simmons is the first name
yes.
on the list.
Yeah, wow. You shouldn't lead with that.
What, they worked this list up 4 years ago?
Mike Conley is 35. He looks 39. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Danette, a couple things for you this morning. I've noticed that you've gotten into a little bit of the life coaching business, so I'm calling in to get your advice on that.
Oh.
Before we get into that, Dan, I just wanted to get something for Fritzy. As much as I despise him, today is National Cream Filled Donut Day, so I will take the challenge 12 cream of your choice filled donuts, and I'll take Alabama against the field in college football if Fritzy's up for that bet. And, Dan, the life coaching advice that I need from you, because I really take your word and your opinion serious, turned 50 years old today, never been married, no children, have a very successful transportation business, looking to maybe start a family. Am I too old to have children of my own, not trying to be an Al Pacino over here, or should I find a young lady with a little league team already in place and go for that? Love your opinion, Dan. Hey, you, sell me one of your melons. Hey, Dan, got to go. Love you, babe. Mean it. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. You find love. I don't think you're looking for a little league team. If the little league team comes along with the first, you know, person you fell in love with, then great. And you're not too old to have kids at 50. Yeah, 50 is the new 40 or 35 or something like that. No, I'd have another kid if I could. Yeah, I mean, not Al Pacino, but did you see where she's got physical custody of the child?
Yeah. Al Pacino's girlfriend?
As opposed to what kind of other custody? Mental custody? I don't know.
Theoretical.
Yeah, but no, you're not too old.
I get the little Rugrat on the weekends. Hoo-ah!
First marriage at 50, though. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Man, I'd go wire to wire. Yeah.
Yeah. You're at 50 already.
Yeah, I'd go wire to wire. And are you ready to change? I mean, there's a reason why people aren't married at certain ages. And you know, are they going to change? You get set in your ways.
Well, it sounds like he's single because he was building a successful business.
Yeah.
You know? And now maybe that things are successful enough that he might step away, say, or not have to spend as much time on his shipping business, I think it was, Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe now's the time to...
Yeah. Well, you got to fall in love.
You do. And I don't know that you have kids for the sake of having kids. Like, I haven't done that yet. Might as well have one.
That's true.
I don't know if that's the reason.
Not everybody should have kids. Not everybody.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Marv. A little firsthand... knowledge.
But you know, though, either of those options that Chris laid out there are great. Either of them are great.
Yeah. I mean, if you find a woman and, you know, she's got kids and you know, nothing wrong with that. Find love. That's the hard part.
Yeah. Find love and then keep like.
Yes. That's my philosophy. You fall in love. You stay married because you like somebody. Like, you truly like them. You like hanging with them. Yes, Paul.
I hope Chris calls back in a couple months. I like to do like maybe a quarterly update.
Yeah,
I think he will do pretty well in the market. He's 50. He seems to be financially secure and successful.
I think he's got a rap there that like he's got a gift of gab.
He sounds like a man's man. He had a nice, good voice.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do well.
He hates Fritzy.
Yeah, what was that
all about? Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I've
getting a lot of those lately.
Does
it change my personality all of a sudden?
What did you do? Or
I don't
not
know.
Do?
In recent days, like at least one or two a day of those.
Yes, Mark.
And Chris can get a younger lady and he can have his daddy robe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's his basement there for age? Like 36, 37?
Well, let me see.
He's 50, right?
Man, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
Okay. If you get divorced, let's say a guy gets divorced, and then you can marry somebody who is half your age plus 7.
Okay, so that's 32, 33?
32. Like 32 would be his wheelhouse.
Final question. Is he going to be a red flag when he meets, let's say he meets a girl at a restaurant. He's just talking. You're 50. You never been married? I wonder if that's a red flag. Yeah, would it be better if he'd been married at like 27 and was divorced now?
No, because I wasn't going to get married, but now I want to. I've met you. Ooh. How strong is that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But not night one.
No.
I think this guy might be.
Okay, so if I meet, let's say I go on, what is it, Tinder?
Yeah, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I've never swiped. I've never done any of that. There's no reason to, but.
Sure, we'll go with Tinder.
Yeah. Okay, Tinder. Okay. But, and then you meet somebody for the first time, and then they're going to say, have you been married before? Or do you bring it up before you get there? Yes, Eden.
Kind of sounds like my guy was already well-versed in Tinder, and now he's trying to get away from that lifestyle.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, I mean, if you're a fella who's not interested in settling down because you're building your business, Tinder's probably like the perfect thing for you. Now he's probably trying to get away from that kind of thing. And
we worked with somebody who was...
Sure we did.
No, he was all over Tinder.
Yeah.
Well-versed.
He said this is one of the greatest inventions of all time.
He almost didn't make it to work some mornings.
Yeah. Well, if he did, he looked like he had not been to sleep.
Well-versed.
Yes, he was well-versed. And I just remember him saying, man, this is unbelievable. You know, they show up and then they leave.
He said it's like ordering a pizza.
Yeah, they said this is awesome. Wow. Yeah.
And he was well-versed in penicillin one time.
Yes, Todd.
To Polly's point about it, is it okay, better to be 50 and you're still and you're not married and people may wonder why you hit a certain age? So when if you want to get married and you get to a certain age, whatever that is, and maybe you're on the older side, is that because, can you just say I've been very picky? Or when does it become something about you? Like, you know, I've been just concentrating on my business, or I just haven't found the right one. Or is it start at some point, maybe it's something about you and your personality that you haven't found that right one?
That is a warning sign.
I guess. I mean, I'm sure it is about you. For whatever reasons, I'm building a bit, whatever it is.
Ego-wise, it's easy to say. I'm just very picky, and it's just, I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah. How does your microphone sound if you pull it a little bit closer to you? It sounds...
Oh, dear.
How does that sound?
Okay.
No, that sounds like someone's on the microphone.
Yeah, just a little bit. You were off like this, and I'm just curious if you got to be on the microphone.
Got it.
Okay.
We're 15 years in, Dan.
Okay. How about we take a break? Back after this.
The best.
Big day next week. Just got word that the big chef at King's Hawaiian is coming in. Once again, Tyler gets kicked to the curb. It was Chad last Meat Friday, and now King's Hawaiian chef is going to come in. Not this Friday, the following Friday. We can't wait. I mean, not that we don't like Tyler when he does Meat Friday, but this is somebody who is a professional. And maybe we'll get the quarterback sliders. KingsHawaiian.com, if you need recipe inspiration, look no further than that. It's simple. Beef slider patties, American cheese, pickles, onions, mustard, and ketchup. And it's prepared on the OG, the King's Hawaiian Original Sweet Roll. Make every Sunday a slider Sunday. They have the original rolls, slider buns, or the salty pretzel slider buns. They're soft, they're fluffy, they're irresistible, sort of like Fritzy. King's Hawaiian rolls, perfect for any football get-together. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. And most importantly, enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow. All of that coming up. Now let me get to Corey in Nebraska. Hi, Corey. By the way, we have a couple of college football games coming up tonight. Hey, Corey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Joined the DDC in 2019. Joined the Alive Moms Club, AMC, in 1979. My question is, do you think the Packers game was a fluke, or do you think there's some sustainability with what we got going?
Sure. I've said that. They can win this division. I'm all in on Jordan Love. Absolutely. I think they have a good team. I think the front office has been very good at drafting. It wasn't just solely based on Aaron Rodgers, but I think it was a chance for both to have a clean break, and the Packers, you know, which has been reported, tried to do it a year earlier. And I think that they like what they see in Jordan Love. Is he going to struggle? Sure. But, I mean, you know, Rodgers struggled a little bit too. He wasn't a rookie either when he took over for Brett Favre. He had been sitting for 3 years. That comes with the position. It's difficult. You know, you look at some of these guys and you go, how is this happening? Like Russell Wilson, did he forget how to play? Does it look like that? If you said, boy, there's a future Hall of Famer out there, and you'd be like, it's not that quarterback. It's difficult to sustain this. And that'll be the challenge for Jordan Love, week in and week out, when they need you to be great. You're not playing against the Bears. You're playing against a better opponent. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
Got a couple. Got Denny McLean, the pitcher for the Tigers in 1968, became the first 30-game winner in 34 years. Who did it before him in 1934? Dizzy Dean with St. Louis. Not his real name. 1990, Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr., speaking of the Dead Dad Club, this is the most jealous moment in dad history, of the Mariners hit back-to-back home runs off Kirk McCaskill in the first inning of the Angels. Angels won 7-5. Mm-hmm. Home runs by the kid and the dad.
Yeah.
Last one, 2003, Jamal Lewis, the Baltimore Ravens, ran for 295 yards in a win against the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. Let me see if I have anything to add. Surprised Paulie didn't do this one. 1986, Walter Payton reached 15,000 career yards scored his 100th career touchdown, rushing touchdown. Bears squeak by the Eagles. And we mentioned on this day, Marshall Faulk rushed for 386 yards and scored 7 touchdowns. San Diego State beat Pacific 55.
And finished ninth for the Heisman.
And finished ninth. Thank you, Todd. Final results of the poll question today, Seton O'Connor.
Week 2 NFL must winningest game, Dan. Okay. We've got basically a tie between Bengals, Ravens, and Bills, Raiders. Bengals and Bills absolutely have to win,
yes,
followed
they do.
By Chargers, then Broncos.
College football tonight?
Couple games. Bethune-Cookman at Miami on the ACC Network
Didn't
tonight.
Didn't Boobie Clark go to Bethune-Cookman? Played for the Bengals. Bethune-Cookman,
good
Boobie Clark.
Yeah, very good hyphenated program.
Right.
Navy at Memphis on ESPN later tonight.
Memphis always has a running back who plays in the NFL, it feels like. They had a stretch there. It was like, there's another guy from Memphis. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, who learned how to use his microphone today.
Tony Gwynn once went 1,500 at-bats without striking out in consecutive plate appearances.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Nick Wright's still feeling good about tattoo.
Yeah. Marvin?
Fall in love, stay in like.
Yes. Paulie?
Or the Dan Marino shows.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Nick Wright's never a doubt tattoo subject to interpretation. Doesn't mean he predicted the Chiefs would go 20-0.
I just learned that Discover credit cards do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything. Cash back from trips to Dublin, restaurants. See terms, check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. I can't believe we're going to have a Meat Friday already. Breeze through the weekend. Enjoy the football tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.